And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 22nd edition. 13-game banger on tap to get you back and ready from the All-Star break. Hope you guys had a little break from the action and enjoyed it. Maybe you played a little 3-game action on Thursday. We're ready to get things pumping for you. 13 games to get it going. If you guys give a rate and review on iTunes or Spotify for MLB DFS Quick Hits, that'd be great. If you watch the video on YouTube, give the old thumbs up. That'd be cool as well. Or if you like season-long fantasy baseball content, go check out Bench with Bubba. Came at you 3 times this week. Bubba the Bat Flip on Tuesday. Had special guests Chris Clegg and Eric Crosstalk in Dynasty on Wednesday. And then Bubba in the Bloom on Thursday. So 3 episodes as well to get you going. But we got 13 games for you on this Friday, starting at 4:05 Pacific, 7:05 Eastern time. Checking out the totals on this slate. We have Cubs Phillies total of 9, Yankees Orioles 8.5, Padres Mets 6.5, Angels Braves 7, Rockies Brewers 7.5, Guardians White Sox 8.5, Rangers A's 7, Giants Dodgers 8, Astros Mariners 8. So not a lot of high totals on this slate outside of the Cubs Phillies. That's your highest one to look at on this one, which means probably got some good pitching. And yes we do. Let's kick it off. $10,400 for Max Scherzer at home against the San Diego Padres. Elite option on this slate. Since he's come back from the IL, at least 6 innings, 2 earned runs or less, and 9 or more Ks in all 3 starts. 27 or more points, 33.7 or more in 2 of 3. He's been elite. There's really no sugarcoating this one at all. I guess to face San Diego, who strikes out 20.5% of the time versus righties this past month. If you could pay for Max, pay for Max. He's outstanding. If you need to save $200, or if somehow you can pair these two up and get value bats, this is the way to go. But Corbin Burns at home against the Colorado Rockies, and Burns has been outstanding as well. 30 or more points in 3 of his last 5, 28 or more in 4 of his last 5. He basically goes 6+ innings. He's got 7 or more in 4 of 5, 1 earned run or less in 4 of 5. He has 9 or more Ks in 4 of 5. He is just outstanding as well. He takes on a Rockies team striking out 20.3% of the time versus righties. So Scherzer, Burns, not going to spend a lot of time on these guys. Elite plays, elite options with these two, worth paying for 100% on this slate. Now, if you want to save some cash, be a little different. You got the likes of Yu Darvish coming in at $9,500 at the New York Mets. Darvish is putting up 20+ points, 4 out of the last 5, 18 or more, actually 6 out of the last 7 starts. He's put up 20 or more. He's going 6+ innings in pretty much every start. He's getting the strikeouts that you're looking for. So he's a good pivot off people paying up for Burns or Scherzer because they should be very popular and for very good reasons. But you've got Darvish facing a Mets team that strikes out 20.5% of the time versus righties, just like the Padres. They're hitting 231 versus righties. Padres hitting 234, 98 WRC plus versus 92. Very similar stat lines for both these teams, these opponents versus right-handed pitching. And you're going to save over almost $1,000 to get the Darvish from Scherzer, $900. So I don't mind Darvish as a great pivot off of Burns and Scherzer. Burns and Scherzer, to me, are still the elite plays. They got that 30+ point continual potential, where Darvish is more your 25-ish. But both great options here. You can save $900 to spread it out. So no problem with you, Darvish, at all. Even if you want to go Darvish-Scherzer, Darvish-Burns, that's a very nice look as well. You got a great play in Shohei Ohtani at 9,000. Don't have to sugarcoat this one as much. Again, DK just does not price him properly, and it's very, very mind-boggling. But you got Shohei against the Atlanta Braves. It's a tougher matchup than usual, but the Braves are striking out nearly 24% of the time versus righties, hitting 251. Do have a 216 ISO this past month versus righties, so they got that going for him. But you look at Shohei, who's just been elite, swing and strike rate through the roof, strikeouts through the roof. He's $9,000, so a really, really good spot there for Shohei. Again, Burns, Scherzer, maybe even Darvish might be a little more popular, but Shohei at $9,000, outstanding. Really, really good price point. A phenomenal GPP play that might get overlooked based on those 4 guys I've already mentioned is Charlie Morton. And, you know, Charlie struggled his last time out against the Mets, but back-to-back great starts against Washington and Cincinnati prior to that. He's still got 5 or more Ks in 6, 7, 8, 9 straight starts, which is outstanding. You want the strikeouts when it comes to DFS, as we talk about. And you guys, if you're regular listeners, you know the answer to this question. Who do we love to target for strikeouts? Yes, indeed, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And they are without Mike Trout right now as well, to just make it even better. Over the last month, striking out nearly 32% of the time versus right-handed pitching with a 201 batting average against and a 68 WRC+. So Charlie Morton, he can be tilting. He has his ups and downs. That's why he's a tournament play, not a cash game play. But Morton at $8,800 is a very strong play in this one. Really good leverage play. Great savings, which are like he's got 25 plus point upside if everything's clicking, which is an if. That's why he's a tournament play. But at $8,800, really good look there for Chucky Morton. Jose Urquidy has been pitching much, much better of late. He's $8,000 at the Seattle Mariners. Mariners offense is clicking, but so is Urquidy. 17 or more points in five straight outings, six or more innings pitched, 300 runs or less, and he's getting you some strikeouts. He's got eight or more in two of his last three starts, which is a big, big improvement for Jose Urquidy, and he gets to face Seattle, who strikes out 23% of the time versus right-handed pitching this past month. So he's definitely a guy that can be in play in tournaments. I'd rather go Morton for some upside, but Urquidy at $8,000 could be a nice tournament play against the Seattle Mariners. A few others. Zach Gallen will be very, very popular against the Washington Nationals, but Gallen has been bad, like really, really bad of late, so keep that in mind. Braxton Garrett at 74, I love. Talked about him on some recent Bench with Bubba episodes. That's why I say even for DFS, those shows will help you out. Faced Pittsburgh his last time out, six shutout innings with 11 Ks. You're not going to probably duplicate that, but you can still have a pretty strong outing against the Pittsburgh Pirates team, striking out nearly 30% of the time versus left-handed pitching, hitting 223 with a 90 WRC plus. So Garrett is still a phenomenal play at $7,400. I wouldn't expect the 11K game, but you know they're striking out 30%. So if he can get you six innings again, he could run you up at least 7-8 Ks, which could be tremendous. So Braxton Garrett at 74 is a really, really good value in that matchup. You know, Justin Steele in tournaments, if you're feeling frisky, I'd rather go Braxton Garrett, but Steele has been good. Tough matchup at Philadelphia, though. I'd honestly rather go Kyle Gibson at home against the Chicago Cubs in that same ballpark. Gibson back-to-back 20-plus point performances on the road, six innings or more, one runner or less, five Ks. Hasn't been a big strikeout guy this year, and that's been kind of Gibson's bugaboo, but now you're only paying $6,800 to take on a Chicago Cubs team that's striking out nearly 24% of the time versus right-handed pitching. So that could be a nice little value there with Kyle Gibson at 68 on this slate. Other than that, you can make an argument for Jose Quintana at 63 versus the Marlins. Quintana's been better than advertised. Like, he's coming off a rough start in Colorado, then at Milwaukee. I'll kind of let those slide prior to that. Three gems for Jose Quintana. So he's $6,300 versus the Miami Marlins, who strike out 23% of the time versus righties or lefties with a 70 WRC plus. So at $6,300, Quintana could be a decent value in that matchup. But that's only if you really feel that. I can see the argument for it, though. I'm just not in love with it. So to me, it's Scherzer and Burns up top, easily 1A and 1B, both phenomenal options. I don't mind saving money to Yu Darvish, and Otani's outstanding at 9K. They continue to misprice him on these slates. So, you know, Scherzer, Burns, Darvish, Otani, four elite pitchers from 9K and above. Charlie Morton is an awesome tournament play at $8,800 against the strikeout heavy Angels. Urquidy's not bad. I just don't know if you need to go to him on this side of the slate, but I get it. Braxton Garrett's a very good value at 74. Kyle Gibson at 68 is not a bad value. Same with Jose Quintana. So I prefer Garrett if I got value. I love the Morton GPP angle. And then you got those elite, elite aces up top. Let's talk bats on this slate. Like I talked about some elite pitchers. There's still a lot of duds on this slate. So let's have some fun here. At the catcher's position, if you aren't using Justin Steele, you got JTR at 54 versus a lefty. Not sure you need to go there, but it is an option for you. If you want to save some cash, though, lower 4Ks, Danny Jansen's back. You got Eovaldi, who's been struggling because velocity's been down. Jansen at 43 could be a sneakier one. I'm not saying I must do this. I prefer Jansen when he's cheaper, but no one's going to roster him in a potentially good matchup there for Danny Jansen. Other than that, you could pretty much punt the position. Jose Trevino at 35 versus Tyler Wells is a nice value. Carson Kelly at 32 is outstanding. We played him a lot last week at like 2K, $2,200. He's up to 32 now. Crushes left-handed pitching. He gets to face Patrick Corbin. So Carson Kelly at 32 is a great play on this one, like a phenomenal value. Christian Betancourt, hopefully still hitting in the middle of the Tampa Bay lineup. He's $2,900 for Brad Keller. Joey Bart's kind of heating up. He's $2,900 for Tyler Anderson. So you got some options down here in 3,500 and below that you can pick and choose. Like even Martin Maldonado's $2,600 versus Gonzalez if you need to. You can go that direction too, but yeah, you definitely have a couple options here below $3,500 to make some noise on this slate. First base position, you got Freddie Freeman. It's Logan Webb, so I'm not looking to target Webb, but he did go deep on Thursday night. I'd rather save a few dollars and go down to the likes of maybe Varito, but Jose Abreu at 49, Cal Quantrill, massive pitch to contact. So the White Sox are in play. Don't mind Reese's Pieces against Steele at 48, but I prefer Abreu at 49 on this game. Cheaper options, though. Josh Bell versus Zach Gallen. Talked about him on Bubba and the Bloom on Thursday. Gallen's velocity is down tremendously. Like his last four starts, like an 8%, 8 to 9% K to walk, an 8.4% swinging strike rate. His fastball velocity is down, giving up a lot of fly balls, a lot of pulled fly balls. It's been a mess for Zach Gallen. So Washington could be one of those under the radar plays. Again, 13 game slate. Not sure if we have to get that cute, but I could definitely see the appeal with Washington, especially guys like Josh Bell. At $4,400 could be a nice little power source. Same with Cleveland versus Giolito. Giolito's been a mess as well. So Josh Naylor at 43. So like Cleveland and Washington could be two of those kind of not as sexy stacks that you could at least maybe a mini stack to go with the bigger stack and make it happen. Like Andrew Vaughn is crushing baseballs going into the All-Star break. He's 4K versus Quantrill. Rowdy Tellez is only 39 versus Antonio Sensatella. I prefer Andrew Vaughn, honestly, but Tellez is not a bad value either. A few others. We have Mountcastle if you're attacking Taillon. I get it. Not in love with that. Christian Walker at 35 versus Corbin's very nice. So I'm already looking at Arizona again. You got Christian Walker at 35. You got Carson Kelly at 32. So you got a couple nice cheapies there in their matchups. Brandon Belt at 31 is lefty-lefty. So you probably go Darren Ruff, who hit the big grand slam on Thursday night. He's first base outfield versus Tyler Anderson at 3K. He'd be a guy to potentially pencil in for a punt as well, first base outfield eligibility. All right, let's go to the second base position for you here. Altuve's in play at 52, but I like Texas a lot in this one. Cole Irvin pitched really well in Texas his last time. Cole Irvin is all or nothing. He's either going to just shut you down, and God knows why, not even a lot of strikeouts, just shut you down, or he's going to get shelled. Simeon's $5,100, not too shabby. Like Ketel Marte at 5K, Arizona versus Corbin. It's the first expensive D-back we've talked about so far. So you got Marte and Simeon at 51 and 5K respectively. If you need to go those routes, or you save some money, Gleyber Torres went deep in one game of the doubleheader on Thursday. He's 47 versus Tyler Wells. He's in play for you. Brandon Lau is back for Tampa Bay at $4,300 versus Brad Keller if you need to. Brandon Lau is not bad. Didn't really do a ton when he came off the IL, but he's an option. Thairo Estrada, second base shortstop versus lefty Anderson at 42. You got Wilmer Flores at 42 as well. I'm not looking to load up against Tyler Anderson, but it's going to be hot as hell in LA. That ball is going to fly out of that ballpark. Like we saw a lot of power on Thursday night. You're going to see it again on Friday. So if you want to go like I prefer Estrada over Flores, but both can be in play because you can play Flores at first or second. You can play Ruff at first or outfield. You can play Estrada at second or short. So you got all the options to play the guys you want to target left-handed pitchers with the Gigantes. Farther down, Andrés Giménez, if you are stacking Cleveland, is 4K. Really solid first half of the season. So I don't mind that. Santiago Espinal at 35 is not horrible. I prefer some other options, but he's a decent value. I prefer Espinal if you're stacking Toronto, probably not so much as a one-off play. So let's put it that way. Other than that, I'm not seeing a ton of punts at this point in time. Third base, Austin Riley is crushing everything. Not sure I'm going to use him versus Otani. I'd rather use J-Ram at 54 versus Giolito or even Josh Donaldson at 5K. I'd rather go those routes. So it's pretty much J-Ram if I'm paying up above 5K. Otherwise, I'm going to save some cash. Bregman went deep, had a good doubleheader. He's got Marco Gonzalez at 47, so Bregman could be one to circle the wagons on. Ke'Bryan Hayes, if you aren't using Braxton Garrett, Ke'Bryan Hayes is 41. Could be interesting for you. Below 4K, they got Longo versus lefty. Longo went deep on Thursday. He's $3,800. He loves hitting him a lefty. So you got that going for you. Josh Smith of Texas at 34 if he's leading off. Usually doesn't lead off versus a lefty, but someone to keep in mind as well. Ramon Urias swinging it really well going into the break. He's 3K versus Jameson Taillon. And Mookie Betts just hit a go-ahead three-run home run in the eighth for the Dodgers. That is beautiful. Just absolutely beautiful. But after Urias at 3K, I'm not seeing a ton to love down here in the punt situation. Shortstop position for you here. You got the likes of Trey Turner is crushing it if you want to fade Webb, sure. But Corey Seager versus Irvin at 56 I like a lot. Tim Anderson at 55 is outstanding. That's a really, really good spot for you as well because Quantrill is just such a pitch-to-contact guy. Like, you can target him a lot. I like that quite a bit. Otherwise, Jeremy Peña at 46 has some big upside there versus Gonzalez. Willie Adames at 44, big first half of the season. Got Sensatella, really good spot for you there. That's not a bad value at 44 with Willie Adames. Mentioned Thairo Estrada at 42. He's another one to look at the position. Going below 4K, though, it's usually not very like IKF against Wells at 34 if you have to, preferably if you're stacking the Yankees. Otherwise, I'm not one-offing it there. So as usual, shortstop's pretty darn top-heavy on this one. Outfield position, you got Judge went deep 34th of the season on Thursday, 62 versus Wells. Yankees are going to be a very, very popular stack. They're expensive, though, so that's always good. But Juan Soto at 59, the Home Run Derby champion versus Gallen is a great play. Like that one quite a bit. Cheaper ones, J-Rod at 56 is always worth a look. Giancarlo at 52, he's been crushing it as well. He's the All-Star Game MVP, so he's one you can take a peek at. Randy Arozarena at 51 versus Keller. Not too shabby. I like Ketel Marte, mentioned him earlier. Kyle Tucker, even though it's a lefty at 49, could be a nice little value because Jordan Alvarez is a beast. He's 57. Monster doubleheader for him. They got Teoscar Hernandez, who was really heating up going into the break. He's 44 versus Eovaldi. McCutchen heating up as well. He's 43. So you got some cheaper options here compared to the big dogs up top. Big dogs are awesome. Really good spots for them. If you have to save some money, you have some options down here. Even Jesse Winker versus Katie at 4K. Going below 4K, Ramon Laureano, I'm going to keep playing him. He's only 3,900 bucks. Spencer Howard is not good. Laureano's playing great. So $3,900, it's a really good value for Laureano in that matchup. Cheaper plays, you know, Jorge Soler's lefty used to be an automatic play. It's still a good play, but it's not like automatic. Austin Slater probably leads off for the Giants versus Tyler Anderson at 35. He's an option. Gavin Sheets versus Quantrill at 34, a potential punt play for you. Aaron Hicks is only $3,300. That's a good value, especially in your Yankee stack. So probably be very popular because he's one of the cheap Yankees, but he'd be an option for you. The Franamil is only 31 versus Giolito. Definitely someone to look at for potential value. Stephen Kwan leading off for Cleveland at 2,900 versus Giolito. He's just got to do it with the bat or with the hits because he doesn't hit home runs. So he's got to accumulate. But $2,900 is a value. Chaz McCormick went deep on Thursday. If he's in the lineup for the Astros, he's only 29 versus Marco Gonzalez. So he's a potential value for you as well. Jordan Luplow for Arizona will start and usually hit about fifth or sixth for Arizona versus a lefty. He's 2,700. That's a really good value, especially in your Arizona stacks. So keep him in mind. Jake Myers of Houston's only 2,500. So you got that going for you. And there'll be more. There's always more. 13-game slate will be a ton of options to stack up and get some value on this slate. Recapping your pitching, Scherzer, Burns, Darvish, Otani, all elite plays for 9K and above. You know, Scherzer and Burns, 1A, 1B. Love Otani as well, too cheap always. And then Darvish is a sneaky one that I think people kind of overlook. Really good matchup against the Mets offense at 9,500. I think Morton's an outstanding GPP play at $8,800. Boom or bust, but the Angels striking out all the time is what we're looking to target. Braxton Garrett at $7,400, really good value for Miami. Other potential values, Kyle Gibson at 68, Jose Quintana at 63, if you so choose. Stacks, Yankees versus Tyler Wells. I can see that. If you want to get really contrarian, you could do Baltimore versus Tyon, but give me the Yankees versus Wells. Some other ones to look at here. Toronto versus Eovaldi. Don't hate it. Not my number one stack, but it's there. I think Cleveland versus Giolito is very intriguing. And same with the White Sox versus Quantrill. So that can be a game stack. Cleveland is the sneakier side of that game stack for sure. Milwaukee versus Sensatella is really strong. Love Arizona versus Washington. Really like Texas versus Irvin, but I love Oakland. Just Oakland's offense sucks, but you should be able to pepper Spencer Howard's. Like guys like Laureano is a really good look as well. So, you know, Seth Brown's cheap. So if you want some cheapies in Oakland, you can go there. I don't dislike it. Houston versus Marco Gonzalez is great. Kind of avoiding the SF Dodgers game unless you want to go with a lefty mashing Giants lineup versus Tyler Anderson. I could see that option as well. So lots of fun ways to go on this 13-game slate. Should be a great way to get things kicked off and back in action from the All-Star break. So if you guys have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDNtrick. Join us in the free Fantasy Degens Discord. Also, if you give the podcast a rate review on iTunes, I truly would appreciate it. Or if you watch it on YouTube, give it the old thumbs up. That'd be great. Check out Bench with Bubba. Came at you three times this past week. Bubba in the Bathtub on Tuesday. Special guests Eric Cross and Chris Clegg talking Dynasty and the MLB Draft. And on Thursday, Bubba and the Bloom. So lots of great stuff there as well. But for now, everybody, I hope you guys have a great weekend and get those green screens on Friday. I'll be back to you guys for Monday's episode. But for now, MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Friday, July 22nd edition in the books. I'm out.